Welcome to the poster audio file. I would like to give you a brief insight into our reliability study on a newly developed protocol for fiber optic endoscopic evaluation of swallowing in Parkinson's disease, which is called PARCFEES. As you may know, dysphagia is a highly relevant and frequent symptom in Parkinson's patients and a negative predictor for remaining lifetime as well as for quality of life. In general, FEES is the gold standard to determine swallowing disabilities, mostly used together with the penetration aspiration scale. But until now, we do not have any disease-specific FEES protocol. Therefore, the aim of this study project was to develop and validate a Parkinson-specific FEES protocol with which we can firstly characterize the whole range of dysphagia symptoms and secondly distinguish early stages from those with aspiration episodes when testing swallowing samples of everyday life and in significant quantity. 122 patients with PD diagnosis and without pre-existing dysphagia and 20 healthy relatives were recruited from a German center for Parkinson's and movement disorders to develop the PARCFEES protocol. The different phases and steps of its development and validation you can see in Table 1. In this presentation, we want to focus on the inter-rater reliability testing of the PARCFEES. 77 video recordings of FEES examinations were used for re-evaluation. Swallowing performance of these patients previously evaluated with the new PARCFEES protocol have been re-evaluated by two independent FEES experts. In a standardized procedure, three consistencies, thin fluid, solid food, and dry crumbly food were tested, as well as two pills of different size. PARCFEES protocol consists of 10 ordinal parameters describing important dysphagia symptoms occurring in Parkinson's, which you can find in Table 2. Score assessment was done separately for each consistency and for both typical swallowing performance and for maximum outliners. Inter-rater reliability was calculated for all parameters and again separately for each consistency using Krippendorf's alpha. Additionally, in the first series of analyses, comparisons of the original evaluation versus both post-assessments have been made, and in the second series, both evaluations a posteriori only has been compared. What are the results? First of all, 73% of all patients showed oropharyngeal symptoms, 29% of these with penetration or aspiration of at least one consistency. Over 50% of the parameters showed good to very good intercoder reliability with CALFA values above the threshold of 0.6 when all three evaluations were compared to each other. Even more parameters can be outlined with excellent inter-rater reliability when only both post-ratings were compared. Finally, the conclusions for clinical practice. The PARCFEES protocol can be used for accurate and reliable characterization of beginning and advanced oropharyngeal symptoms in PD patients, and it demonstrates high level of intercoder reliability. In order to facilitate interprofessional communication and further intervention procedures, we actually work on a score algorithm to determine the overall dysphagia severity. Thank you for listening.